He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card.
Powered by H&L Chevrolet in Darien.
On Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week. We have some unfinished business to discuss.
Okay.
All right, so Raven was complaining that when he came back from camping last weekend, you thought that he should have missed you more.
Right.
So we asked the audience, and by a vote of, I think, like 7-2, they said you were overreacting by the fact that he didn't miss you. Because according to him, he needs to leave the time zone or almost have like an incident where he almost died.
Right, I've got to be in peril. If I'm in peril, then right. My life is flashing before my eyes, then clearly all the things that I care about deeply are going to come to mind right away. Hence, then I'll miss her more. I mean, I was like 5 zip codes away.
Only if you're about to die.
Right. That's the only time he'll miss you is if he's about to be eaten by a bear.
If it's a short time period. If it's a longer time period or I'm out of the time zone, then the missing catches up. Less than 48 hours, couple guys in the woods, no peril. You know, I missed her. I just didn't weep.
So your audience hates me. They think I'm a monster anyways, Anna, because I grade my husband every week. So.
Well, we make you do that. Let's be honest.
Right. They did put you up to it.
You made me a monster. So I'm not going by their votes. My thing is, if I'm away from home for an extended period of time, even if it's like all day, I just want to get home and see my family. And I will text him and be like, I miss you. I had to text him first while he was camping or I never would have heard from him.
You actually usually text me when you know I'm not coming home for whatever reason. Then, like, through the day, you're like, oh, I miss you. If I was just coming home tonight at 8 o'clock, you ain't texting me.
Well, that's different because you're coming home.
When my husband gets home from work, my daughter Hayden still jumps off the couch and I get up and then we both yell, Daddy's home! And we go and we kiss him and welcome him home.
Yeah, that's why I have dogs.
Oh.
My wife does the same thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a kiss when I walk in the door and the order is negotiable. Depends on where everybody is in proximity.
He came home cranky. Do you know when he was nice to me, finally? Last night, because he knew this phone call was coming.
No, I was nice 2 days ago, and I came home, hopped in the shower after taking the dogs out and went and got our dishwasher, and you left for the fair. It was all business both ways. Don't you hang it around my neck.
Mm-hmm. He's nice the night before the phone call, and then immediately when he gets home from the phone call, he does something stupid. So I have to wait a whole week, and he's hoping I'll forget what he did when he got home after the phone call.
Well, you better gear yourself up for this afternoon, because after this call, it's going to be a doozy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, let's talk about Memorial Day weekend. You guys having your big party?
We are.
Are you going to set the grill on fire like he does every year?
I really hope he doesn't, because he just bought a brand new grill. So
I'm not cooking.
My mom is supposed to be grilling, so we don't have this problem.
I'm not cooking. I refuse.
I don't understand why you're making Alicia's mom grill.
I don't care who grills, as long as they don't bust my
grill
up.
Because she doesn't set the grill on fire.
I literally could not care less who grills as long as they don't bust my new grill. But I can tell you one thing. It won't be me. It's my party, too, and I plan on having fun tomorrow.
Raven, I know he has this habit. Whenever he has these parties, he falls asleep on the couch in the middle of them.
Oh, no. When they're indoor parties, he does that. Not the outdoor ones.
I mean, you think I'd trust all those people out there wandering around my place? I got to kick out at least 90% of them before I can relax later on.
I just think it's so weird that you have people at your house and you just go take a nap on the couch.
No, her family never leaves.
Oh. All right. Alicia, what kind of grade do you want to give Raven this week?
You know, Anna, I'm a little upset about the not missing me camping and coming home and not being nice. So he's getting a C.
Are you happy now, Raven? A C?
Oh, I'll take it because I'm coming home and trashing stuff today. We'll
see.
That's
nice.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.